Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Deliberations underway by the Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission on the special permit application, which was submitted by Salisbury Housing Committee. A nonprofit organization is proposed to build the 12-unit affordable housing building on Millerton Road in Holly Place. The commission met for 3 hours to go over all the information. They did not make a decision. Chairman Michael Clemens, Zoning Enforcement Officer Abby Conway, and the commission's attorney will draw up an affirmative resolution that can either be approved or rejected by the commission. Discussion will continue at their next meeting on May 17th. First Selectman Curtis Rand said it's likely the fees at the Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station will increase from $100 to $110 or $120. More people are using the facility, more waste is being generated, and the rates for disposal at the burn plant in East Hartford, where the town's waste is trucked, is scheduled to rise. In Cornwall, First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said the town's wastewater project has made the first round cut for a federal grant program, and if the town is successful, it could see 75% of the construction costs paid for with that money. Each congressional district was allowed to submit 10 projects, and Cornwall's was among those proposed by United States Representative Johanna Hayes. The project calls for a wastewater plant to be installed in West Cornwall, where many substandard wells and septic systems have hindered businesses and residents from expanding. Also in Cornwall, after several years, work is now proceeding on the Popple Swamp Bell Road Extension cell tower. That facility will allow cell service in most of Cornwall Bridge and some of Cornwall Village. So far, Verizon is the only carrier to have signed on. Other companies could join later. The legislative session ends in a little more than a month in Connecticut, and there's still no word on whether lawmakers will make recreational marijuana legal in Connecticut. There's been discussions, but there's still no bill to vote on. Recreational marijuana could rake in millions every year, and Connecticut is under pressure to join other states that have already made it legal, like New York, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. The governor supports it and has already put it in his budget. Recreational marijuana could bring in anywhere between $50 and $150 million a year. A $3.9 million grant will help extend health care access in South Berkshire County. A Lee-based Tri-Town Health Department serving Lee, Lennox, and Stockbridge will administer the grant. If fully funded by the legislature, the grant is worth $300,000 for each of the next 13 years. The Berkshire's biggest annual holiday celebration will have to be put on hold for another year. The 4th of July parade in Pittsfield has fallen victim to COVID-19 for a second year in a row. This is also the first time in the event's year history that the parade has been canceled in consecutive years, but organizers have not folded the tent quite yet. They'll meet next week to brainstorm ideas for safe remote ways to mark the holiday and for possible parades or some variety later on in the year. Although the governor has allowed events such as parades to operate at 50% capacity beginning May 29th, enforcing that at the 4th of July parade would be a logistical nightmare, according to city officials. A Meet the Candidates night is coming up tonight. Right before the Board of Election meeting begins, 3 candidates, 4 seats are open in the Weebatuck Central School District. We'll say a little about who they are and why they're running for a seat on the school board. The candidates are Jessica Deister, Jonathan Boyd, Rick Keller Coffey. You can join via Zoom. The link can be found on the homepage. Just click on the red circle. So meetings coming up this week. Well, today in Sharon, the Sharon Green Committee meets at 4, Board of Education at 6, Inland Wetlands Commission meets at 6:30. In Salisbury, the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission meets tonight at 6:30. North Canaan, the Planning and Zoning meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. In Falls Village, a special meeting of the Board of Selectmen at 2:30, and the Board of Finance will have their regular meeting at 6:30, and the regular meeting of the Board of Selectmen will happen around 7 p.m. In Sheffield, the Conservation Commission will meet at Town Hall. That meeting coming up tonight at 7 p.m., a virtual meeting via Zoom. In Cornwall, the Park and Recreation meeting via Zoom. That happens tonight at 7:30. Northeast New York has their Zoning Review Committee meeting. That is tonight. In Kent, Connecticut, coming up tomorrow, the Kent Sewer Commission regular meeting is at 4 p.m., Board of Selectmen regular meeting at 7 p.m., Housatonic River Commission meeting also at 7:30. In Hillsdale tomorrow, the Maytown Board meeting will be held at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Teen and Youth Job Fair is happening Saturday from noon to 2. The Roelof Janssen Community Library's Teen and Youth Job Fair and interview with area businesses that are hiring this summer, from camps and state parks to restaurants, retail, and more. It's open to ages 14 to 24. It's free outdoor event, light refreshments. The rain date will be May 22nd. Silver Lake Conference Center in Sharon will hold an open house on Sunday, May 16th from 1 till 5. Scheduled tours with small groups will introduce families to the overnight camp. Silver Lake Conference Center holds summer camp June through August for youth entering grades 5 through 12. Registration is open for the summer program online at silverlakect.org. The Conference Center hosts retreat groups September through May, overnight or day groups offering food services and challenge course programming. For summer of 2021, Silver Lake will offer two-week sessions with small groups following state, federal, and American Camp Association guidelines to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. Activities include swimming, boating, ropes courses, arts and crafts, ceramics, music, nature, and more. To sign up for an open house time slot, email sicc@ctucc.org. Masks and social distancing are required. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. And Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, Massachusetts, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. 413-243-0347. ValleyInsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off this week at 34,777.76, the NASDAQ at 13,752.24, and the S&P 500 at 4,232.60. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.